Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino-American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. As we previewed last week, we are proud to have a special guest here on the Filipino-American National News. He is the current Public Relations Officer of the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans, and he's going to talk about a very special event that we have not seen live in quite a few years, at least in person, but we are soon to see it back in a community setting, but a little bit different and at a different time than we're generally used to seeing. But we are proud to have the Public Relations Officer of the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans, Christopher Wilmot.
Hi, Alan. Thanks for having me on the show.
And Chris, Philippine Day is the event that we're talking about. It is taking place in a couple weeks, July the 17th, Sunday, July the 17th.
It is from 12 o'clock p.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. in Woodbury.
I know that Chris is a little nervous, so it's one of the first times he's been on the radio. Do you want to say it, or do you want me to say where it's at?
Yeah, it's at the Ojibwe Park. And this year will be special because for the first time ever, Philippine Day will be outdoors. CSFA recently celebrated its 50th anniversary last year, and we wanted to take into account the special circumstances. We haven't had Philippine Day in the last couple of years due to COVID, and the fact that we just celebrated our 50th anniversary as well. We wanted to really do something big and different, bringing it back into the community. We're expecting over 1,200 plus guests to show up, and there will be lots of different vendors, from food vendors to local community providers, organizations, and performers.
And Chris, as you stated, that this event is taking place outdoors. It's traditionally been indoors, whether it being at the traditional site of the Landmark Center or for the last couple of years pre-COVID, Aldridge Arena. Why outdoors and why now? This is an event, for our listeners that don't know, that has taken place generally late March, early April. Why outdoors?
Obviously, we've had to cancel due to COVID, and the current distancing situation has become a little bit more relaxed. So we wanted to bring it back this year, and because we're able to actually get together, we still want to be cognizant of the current health and pandemic situation and get everybody together in a safe and healthy manner that more people can agree to, and that happens to be outdoors.
And Chris, are there any new vendors or familiar vendors that people might be looking forward to see in regards to some of the food vendors?
You'll see a lot of old and new vendors, a lot of old and new community organizations and similar performers that you've seen in the past.
And this is outdoors. What made Ojibwe Park in Woodbury an appealing venue to have this event at?
Yeah, Ojibwe Park is a great location. It's a beautiful spot, tons of space. The layout is nicely spread out with a nice community center in the middle. So there will be different sections for each type of group, whether you're at the performers on stage or you're a community organization kind of in the center, or food vendors up in a separate area. There's lots of space to kind of spread out and walk around and really get moving and kind of enjoy the summer weather.
When would you advise the visitors to this event to start showing up? Obviously, there's a program that takes place, and that starts around 12. I know, I believe at the last Philippine Day that took place, they did try to have the food vendors hold off from selling till when the event actually started, but I'm assuming there is a lot of parking. So do you advise the visitors to Philippine Day to maybe show up a little bit early in regards to parking?
Yeah, given that it's outdoors this time around and there's no doors or anything to worry about, you can come, I would say, around 11:45 or so and get set up if you want to find a good seat. You can bring a chair or a blanket to find some space.
I know, as we stated a few minutes ago, that there is a program. Is there a specific section at the Ojibwe Park? Is there some sort of amphitheater where we will see the performances take place?
Yes, there is an amphitheater. It's quite nice. We actually are just releasing a website dedicated to Philippine Day that has all of the information that you could need. So as you hear more about Philippine Day, obviously through our social media accounts, you can also check out our website. It has all the information about Philippine Day specifically, about the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans, parking, time, etc. It's a good place to gather information for sure.
And just a reminder to our listeners here on the Filipino American National News, we have the Public Relations Officer, Christopher Wilmot,
Wilmot,
on the show. You said that you launched a website. We probably should hammer it into our listeners' heads what the website is. Do you happen to have the website address on you?
Yeah, it's philippineday.org.
That seems fairly simple for our listeners to remember. But for right now, we're going to give Chris some time to breathe, maybe find some water outside the studio to keep his voice from not going out. But we're going to play a song by an artist by the name of Ez Mill, and this is his track entitled Banalo.
Like they said, though, you can take a man out the hood, but you can't take the hood off, man. Mga kababayan, turn up! When you're lying, I stay on my business and watch you dying. I'm taking my people to heights where you crying, but regular living, and that's what I'm trying to prove. Instead of just lying in booths, first true Filipino rapper on the news. Sit and enjoy it if you're cool. Haters can snooze while I put my city on the map. 22-00, Longable City, no cap. Never forgetting the street where my cousin would sit when we always just listen to rap. Kendrick, Eminem, ASAP, with some metal and mammy, we turn up with that. Been mundane till the sun came, now we want fame like a kid in a trap. Hey, I've been in Spain, but the letter S is silent. I'm claiming my reign like a king, so I can water crops for surviving. Go away if you tripping. Had a homie, you was crippin'. Egg on the love for the people who talk over songs when they claiming they listen. These bars never done. Three stars in the sun. Hey, blue, red, draped down on a flag. No, we never fear none. Most of us didn't grow up with a trust fund. Know that I'm willing to kill for a loved one. I'm on a move from a nothing to someone. Reminding my people to shout. Gamitin ni Easy May Laka mapapala kung ganyan ka mag-isip kay batala ka sisingil utang na galing sa loob na lumutang hinain sa toron na may pusang sinain sa aray okay uray mo nga ipagkakinyayo di o kinayo di tuyak na ang nagururay mo sinuti ang dayo tatlo ang sangsang itamak itiwagas mo nga payo nga tayo kaya itong nga patay ang gakan ating payo si kayo nga ang amin lahat kayo all of you
Ever since bata ako, I've been kinda discriminated in my own home country. Sure, some will be like, no, puti-puti mo, tisoy. I ain't tisoy, I'm Pinoy. And I swear that nobody would ever look at me the same way again. I'm making to the top when I be showing their sins. And then I don't know, I'm wala ko na pinugutan sila ko sa bastard. Lahat na nasaktan na namin nila na pinatayatan na bayani. Sa karagatan ng bansa na pag-aari ng Pilipino. Despite any turmoil, I'll be proud of my soil. Bakit?
Kasi
and once again, that was Esmil with Banalo. Today we have the current public relations officer of the CSFA, Chris Wilmot, on the show. I'm a little bit older than Chris, so I've basically seen Chris grow up. I've seen Chris here and there at Filipino events. Sometimes the stereotype is that you get dragged to events because of your parents, and your mom is Filipina and your dad is Caucasian. So how did you initially get involved with the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans?
Yeah, I originally grew up down in the Webster, Northfield, Minnesota area. I was, as you said, drug along to events with my mom, and I made a lot of friends that way. But also, it was hard to be involved in the community when you live kind of so far away and you're kind of so far removed. So after college, I felt like there was a little bit of a gap in my life, and kind of to fulfill that, I just found CSFA and the organization and showed up to dance practice one day randomly. I knew nobody, and I just waltzed in where they actually taught me how to actually waltz and do all kinds of other dances. And everybody at CSFA was so welcoming, and they really did welcome me with open arms and invited me to many different events and made me an honorary member. And I really started to get involved and see kind of my place in the community and within the organization.
And the CSFA, you said earlier, has celebrated its 50-year anniversary, and that was one of the recent events where people got to be in person. What have you learned about, I guess this is all pun intended, the culture of the CSFA, as being someone who was newly involved in an organizational sense with the organization?
There's a lot of different facets to CSFA. And a lot of different types of events, and I can definitely see that certain people go to certain events, but we encourage that everybody be involved with many different events. It's a great organization for involving your children. CSFA has many different types of events, like the Philippine Children's Camp that we hold annually, where a group of kids will join and learn about their heritage and get to know each other and make friends in the summer, as well as performing and advocating. We also have, and myself, I'm part of the Racial Justice Committee, where we collaborate with other organizations on social equity.
Chris, you said they taught you how to waltz more refinedly. Were you a decent dancer? Because jumping in with both feet and learning how to do multiple dances can be overwhelming for some. How were you as a dancer, I guess, going in?
I quickly learned that I was an awful dancer, but everybody at CSFA, the dance teachers, they were super supportive, super patient. Took the time to actually teach me when I would struggle with certain steps, or I think I had it, but they thought I could do it better. They would find time just one-on-one to teach me how to do that better.
as we've stated multiple times, you are the public relations officer of the CSFA, and you've been that for 3 terms. I believe it's a 1-year term for public relations officer.
Yes.
You became PRO in a very unique time in every organization in the community of culture, whatever, big business. When you stepped into that role, things that were supposed to happen was Pamana, which I believe translates to heritage, which was their big cultural performance celebration, Festival of Nations, Pascua Sanayon. That must have been a weird transition, at least in that aspect of here's things that you're there to promote, and now you have to pivot. What was that like as a public relations officer?
I think one of the benefits of me coming to CSFA a little bit later is that I had a little more of an open mind because I was coming in later and hadn't experienced some of the events and how they have been every year. When I first came to CSFA, I would say that I got to know the events for at least 1 year and experience those. But as COVID kind of hit, we obviously had to transition and pivot a lot of what we were doing, some of it a little more last second than we would prefer, given some of the government and health codes and requirements. But I would say CSFA has done a fairly good job of pivoting where it needs to and taking into account the health codes and everybody's safety.
You spoke of a children's camp, and you said you grew up in Webster, Minnesota. I believe you're involved with the camp. What impact have you seen that this camp has had on the children? Even if it's been virtual, you know, with Zooms, how have you seen that impact on those kids? And how do you think if you would have had that opportunity to have those kind of camps when you were growing up, what sort of impact it would have had on you back then as you see on the kids now?
Yeah, as you alluded to, I didn't actually go to any of these camps when I was a kid, but I have been a counselor at these camps a few times. It really starts with the kids making connections with each other, learning from each other, finding joy and being proud of their cultural heritage. That really translates into like a strong base for kids growing up and coming into the world, especially in a Midwestern state where there aren't a lot of people that are going to look like them necessarily, not like that would be in like California. And so I think it really gives them a strong base and group of friends to kind of go through life with and build strong cultural connections that they can feed off of and build off of for the rest of their lives.
You speak of cultural connections. We stated earlier that you're Filipino and Caucasian. Do you see sometimes there's differences as to how people interact with one another, whether they be full blood or of mixed heritage?
I would say that I do not see any differences in the way that people interact with each other. I think that that difference really comes out in kind of personal development or your own like self-esteem or self-image.
I'm going to give Chris some more time to rest up a little bit. I think Chris did really fine on this second segment here on the Filipino American National News. We're going to play a song by the group Pinay. It is entitled Dahil Sa Iyo.
Sa buhay ko'y labis ang hirap at pasakin ng pusong umiibig mandiwala ng
pag-asa.
And once again, that was Penai with their song Dahil Sa Iyo. Chris, we're coming quite close to the end of the show, but let's reiterate, Philippine Day is taking place on Sunday, July the 17th from 12 to 4 p.m. at the Ojibwe Park in Woodbury, Minnesota. You said there's a website that just launched. What is that website where guests can find information in regards to the program, volunteering, and stuff like that?
Yeah, the website is philippineday.org or .org. And on that website, you'll find information about CSFA, the location and parking, some of the entertainment, and how you can participate as a volunteer. We are definitely looking for people who can help set up and help tear down once the event is finished.
That weekend is going to be a very busy weekend. Just, you could say it's the biggest weekend in the Filipino-American community. The rescheduling of J.R. DeGuzman, a comedian that people have seen on the comedy lineup on Netflix. His original performance was supposed to take place in June, but it got rescheduled to July the 15th, and that's taking place at the Women's Club, the Assembly at the Women's Club. For more information regards that, you can find it on, I believe, jrdeguzman.com. Also on Friday, July the 15th through the 16th, the Film Minnesota Association's Basketball Invitational will be taking place. More information regards that will be taking place. And to round out the weekend, you have the biggest 2-day event in the basketball tournament, and you have the by far the largest 1-day event taking place on Sunday. Chris, I hope that you get a lot of sleep beforehand and don't stress out too hard as the public relations officer. From time to time here on the Philippine American National News, we have a segment we like to call the lightning round. They're just some random fun questions. Filipinos are known for singing karaoke, Chris. So what is Chris's go-to karaoke song?
Go-to karaoke song, Party in the USA.
That's Miley Cyrus, right?
Yep.
I see. Chris, you recently got some new ink on yourself. It looks like it's more of the traditional tattoo artwork of the Philippines. What is the meaning of your tattoo you have there?
Yeah, so it's a traditionally hand-tapped Filipino tattoo. There's a lot of different symbols. It's actually a whole sleeve on my arm. But there's a variety of symbols. All the straight lines going across my arm are called like horizon lines, which represents like the duality of life. I have about 13 or 14 of those lines. There's a lot of little hash marks, which represent new growth and development, and that's like freshly planted rice, and then there's also like fully cultivated rice as well. There's also alligator teeth or armor, which is common and important to our like ancestral history.
Chris, your go-to Filipino dish?
Ooh, controversial. Dinuguan.
Nothing controversial if that's what you like. Does your significant other try dinuguan yet?
She just tried it today.
She just tried it today. Good job. And Chris, if there was one dance and your life depended on it that you learned from the CSFA in traditional Filipino dancing, what is the dance that we'd be most astonished and proud of you dancing?
Ooh. Tinikling.
Tinikling. The national dance of the Philippines, some may say. Well, thank you, Chris, for being a guest here on the Philippine American National News. You can find his interview on KFAI.org, Philippine American National News. You can find it on both the App Store, Google Play, and the Apple Store. It should be up in probably within a half an hour for the next 2 weeks. Thank you, Chris. Stay tuned for sound effects.